Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're starting one or growing one or trying to get rid of one. We got something you can read or listen to or watch, from articles to podcasts to videos. And so check it all out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Connie Sertucci. She's the Senior Vice President, General Manager of Small Business, the Small Business Accounting Solutions Division at Sage North America. Sage, Connie, tell us that. Give us that website, please.
It's na.sage.com.
All right. And so, Connie, thanks again for hanging out with us. Your survey, your Sage survey of small business owners recently was about what they're thinking about the current conditions, especially in the area of politics. What are some of the big issues that you determined that small business owners cared about right now?
Well, you know, what was interesting is that, you know, the top two issues really dealt with their cost and their cost structure and fear of rising cost or costs that they have seen, you know, rise over the last few years. The very first one on the list was taxes. You know, there's obviously a concern about a continual rise in their tax burden, and 70% of them said that was going to be something that they were going to watch really closely through the convention and as they enter the debate season on how each candidate is going to address that.
And Connie, it's not just that they think they're paying a lot of taxes, maybe even too much taxes, but right now they don't know how much to budget for.
Right.
And as you said earlier, with prices going up, small business owners are the last people in the world to feel courageous enough and justified and have the critical mass to raise prices. We know that we're the last people who can do that. And when we're trying to budget for next year, and we can't put what our tax structure is going to be in our budget, that's really frustrating.
Absolutely, because cash flow is their top concern.
That's right.
And it really brings that fear of doubt and uncertainty about the future. Absolutely.
There's a pall of uncertainty that has been cast over small business owners really for a number of years now because of that.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
And the second area, which comes as no surprise, is around health care and the fear of rising costs with health care. And we did dive a bit into that to try to understand what their thoughts were on the Affordable Care Act. And one thing that we found
also called Obamacare, also known as Obamacare. I'm only saying that because some people, that's the only way they know it. So go ahead.
That's true. But 71% of them wanted it repealed because they have fear that it's going to rise their cost in health care. And in some cases, I believe it was around 21% said they would likely discontinue offering health care to their employees as a result.
Now think about this, folks. 20-something million small business owners, 98% of which are going to vote, 71% don't want Obamacare. Now that's a voting block right there, Connie.
It absolutely is.
Go ahead.
Absolutely is. I think the third one, and I think this is worth mentioning, is that they're just general concern about the national deficit and debt. You know, that's going to be top of mind. But I think what was very interesting is when you look at what fell at the bottom of the list in terms of what they're looking at with issues going into is access to credit loans. Because that didn't come out as a big issue. And the other was, the other two was assistance programs for small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not really looking for someone to help them. They just need somebody to get out of their way, don't they? Absolutely. And that comes across loud and clear. And the other is environmental policy. So I thought it showed a very good, a good picture of what's top of mind. It's that they want more certainty around their cost structure, and they want someone who's going to handle the debt situation.
Well, the thing that small business owners understand is the debt-to-equity ratio. They understand that because they're getting it from their bankers. They understand that they can't owe in terms of current debt service, they can't owe as much as they take in.
Right.
They understand.
I mean, that's how they survive.
About leverage. Go ahead.
No, that's exactly how they survive. I mean, and it has to be frustrating on their part when they see our country not abiding by that.
Well, when you've got debt, the national debt on par with our national revenue, GDP, small business owners look at that. That's an easy comparison. That's easy to evaluate, isn't it? Because only about 5 or 6 years ago, 6 or maybe 7 years ago, we had a $12 trillion economy with $5 trillion in national debt. Now we've got a $16 trillion economy and $16 trillion national debt. I don't think small business owners are necessarily attributing that to one party or the other, but I do think that they think the government is out of control. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And I don't think it's necessarily attributed to one. They think it's attributed to one party. It's just that they're seeing the facts, they're seeing the numbers grow every day. And that really adds to that fear and uncertainty.
Right. Mm-hmm. Another thing that they really probably don't even realize yet, unless they've been listening to my show a lot, is when they start borrowing money, which is why they weren't concerned about it before, they're not borrowing much money right now. But when they start borrowing it again, they're going to find that the government has shown up at their independent community bank a lot more regulations, and that's going to be a shocker for them.
How can
we find the survey?
If you go to northamerica.sage.com, go to the newsroom section under Sage Surveys. All the details will be listed there.
Give us the website again.
NA.sage.com.
NA.sage.com. You can find it all right there, folks. Get the survey. It's very interesting, and it's easy to read, too. If I can read it, you can read it. We'll talk about how small business owners are making some of the decisions they're making these days. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.